Remember Beaver Cleaver? Some of you are thinking, yeah, you're right, Dr. Ray. I remember Beaver Cleaver. How old do you think we are? Leave it to Beaver. Even if you didn't see him in the original, like I did. He's been syndicated. Plus, he's become a bit of a, what, 50s, 60s iconic show? Beaver Cleaver was Hollywood's attempt to capture the relationship as it really was between parents and kids. And the kids, you know, the kids were kind of like, not the compliant children that the stereotype was. The kids were along the lines of a little Weasley at times, but generally good kids. Eddie Haskell-ish, greatest character, one of the greatest characters on TV. And of course, Ward and June Cleaver, who always basically knew how to handle the parenting situation. And Ward never raised his voice. June would say, "Ward, I think you need to talk to the young beaver. He set two fires and tortured a small barnyard animal." And then, of course, Ward would say, "Yes, June, I will speak to him." And Ward would go up into the room and say, "Beaver, we need to talk about this." And the whole time, Ward would never raise his voice, ever. I don't think I ever heard Ward raise his voice, ever, on the show. On the other hand, I heard Beaver and Wally and Eddie Haskell, and Lumpy Rutherford probably say hundreds of times, "Well, man, your dad is going to just yell and scream, and he's going to yell at you, and, well, did you get yelled at?" And you had to be thinking, why do these kids see it this way? This is one of the areas where Leave It to Beaver, I think, got it right. Children have a tendency to think you're yelling and screaming at them when you're not. My kids do this. My kids will do this. "Boy, my dad was yelling at me." I'm thinking, I never raised my voice. Well, of course, I was shooting a slingshot at their foot, but I never raised my voice. Or they accuse their mother. She just got so upset. And I'm thinking, she didn't get upset. She was disciplining them, but there was no nastiness to it. She wasn't even emotional. And then I realized the kids are reflecting not just kid perception, but everybody perception. Which is, you're telling me something I don't want to hear. You're going to put a rule on me. A limit on me, an expectation on me. You're going to put a consequence on me for what I did. You're going to try to stop me from doing something I want to do or make me do something I don't want to do. So as a result, I interpret this as you're yelling at me. You're upset with me. It has come to mean, especially in kid lingo, a la Beaver, Lumpy, Wally, and Eddie, that you are being mean and nasty and yelling if you have to discipline. Even, not even discipline. If you have to talk with them about something they really don't want to be talked to about. You have to talk about choice of friends or chastity or following rules or doing chores or schoolwork or treating brother nice. Even if you're the sweetest, kindest, most level-headed parent in the world, your decibel level doesn't get above 60. Half the time you get accused of yelling, screaming. "Boy, my mom was really ticked." And you're thinking to yourself, wow, they ought to see ticked if they think that's ticked. But you see, I've come to understand that the kids are reflecting something that I believe has really become pervasive in our culture, which is, if you try to disagree with me or tell me something I don't want to hear, then automatically I'm going to assume you're not being nice. Nice is agreement. Can't we all just get along? Let's not debate. Let's not argue. Let's not have even a discussion because, that's kind of conflictual, isn't it? And so, when there is disagreement, in the perception of so many, it isn't just civil disagreement. It's, you're being mean to me. You're being upset. Yep. Wally and the Beeve kind of got it right. They perceived that Ward was going to yell at him one time in that whole 5-year run of Leave It to Beaver. I wanted to see Ward go, "Beeve, you are toast, man. You are in big trouble." Now that would have been accurate in terms of yelling. Instead, "Beaver, your mother wants me to speak with you about the fire you set in the backyard. Do you think that's appropriate, Beaver?"